People living near the ocean are familiar with the rhythm of the tides. A high tide and a low tide occur every 12 hours. Tides can be understood in terms of forces exerted by the moon on the earth and on the ocean's waters. The earth and moon together form a system that is held together by a gravitational force of attraction. The earth-moon system revolves around a common center, which is roughly 3/4 of the earth's radius from the center of the earth. Just as a child on a merry-go-round experiences a centrifugal force, an observer in the Earth-Moon system experiences a force outward. The farther from the center, the greater the force. The observer also experiences a force due to the gravitational pull of the moon. The closer to the moon, the greater the force. To see the combined effect of centrifugal and gravitational forces, we add the forces together. At the center of the Earth, the centrifugal force is precisely balanced by the gravitational force. Parts of the ocean are the same distance from the moon as the center of the Earth is. These parts are also in balance and experience no tidal forces. On the side of the Earth facing the moon, the net force is toward the moon. This explains why a high tide occurs at places on the Earth nearest the moon. At points on the Earth's surface opposite the moon, the net force is away from the moon. This is why we have a high tide on the far side of the Earth. As the Earth spins on its axis, people at any given location see two high tides each day. The Sun also influences the Earth's tides, though not as strongly as the Moon. When Sun and Moon are lined up, we have an especially high tide, called a spring tide. When Sun and Moon are at right angles, high tides are not as extreme. These are called neap tides.